Hi, I'm Larry Lieberman here on Inside Windows Phone. This week we've got Matt Heidinger.
Good to be on, Larry. I'm actually the PM on LiveTiles, so the platform that you've seen. So I think today we're going to meet.
You're the program manager for the whole LiveTile platform.
The LiveTile platform, and I bring you what you see here now on Windows Phone, the Converge platform, and I think we're going to talk about some of the highlights that we announced at Build.
Well, yeah, so Matt gave a talk at Build where you spoke about what's new for developers in LiveTiles and Windows Phone and Windows.
Right. Yep.
It's Converge platform now. That's probably the biggest piece of information, is that we have one target for your LiveTile development.
Live tiles are live tiles.
Yes, live tiles are live tiles.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, Matt, why don't you talk us through a little bit some of the top line features from your talk? What are the things we announced with this, and what does the developer need to know when building live tile applications?
So, you guys probably saw a ton of we announced universal projects, right? We want to make it very easy to write your app once, and it adapts to a variety of services. That same concept absolutely applies to live tiles. We don't want you to write your live tile code once, and it just adapts and matches the experience for the form factor.
And at the same time, for the existing Windows Phone developer, we really advanced the platform as well. We're adding more features and functionality.
For an existing Windows Phone developer, they got a number of new things, including new visual appearances. We brought every single feature from Windows over, which is cool. And that's brand new stuff like periodic polling, we'll probably do a demo of. So really lightweight way to just make a live tile without investing in very expensive push server infrastructure.
I think that's the thing that most developers I've talked to found very frustrating initially with Windows Phone, was that it was so hard to generate these live tile experiences.
Yeah.
A lot of times they'd have to actually go write a server application. And for someone who's building a phone application, that can be a little bit of a overwhelming thing.
Sure, a push infrastructure is extremely expensive. Yeah, you get an immediate live tile, but also a lot of apps don't need that absolute critical delivery. So what we offered for Windows Phone developers earlier, you could write a background task or a background agent that would run every 30 minutes. You had to write all the code. Those weren't that reliable all the time. They're reliable in the sense that
OS would shut them down periodically.
If you're on battery saver, you're not going to run background tasks.
Right.
The user can obviously disable them, which is still okay. But we wanted to bring a much more lightweight mechanism, not making you write all that infrastructure code. So that's like one of the first features I can dive into whenever you're
Please,
ready.
Please, let's talk about that.
So I've got this is the project.
A universal project.
It's very, very simple. I can start out just running it, if that makes sense. So let's run the Windows Phone version. It's super simple. I'm going to create a new secondary tile and pin one. So in tiles, we have your primary tile. Everyone has a primary tile with a default experience. By default, it's a glorified launcher. What we'd like you to do, if it matches your app scenario, is make it a live tile. We also have the ability to create a secondary tile. And that's what I've just done here, which provides some deep links into your app. So weather could let you pin a specific city. It could, a stocks app could pin a specific stock. So there's a lot of compelling deep link scenarios. And the live tile stuff works for all of them. So your primary tile or a number of secondary tiles.
If your application deals with a certain set of objects of some type, typically a secondary tile will be linked to that object and report on the status of that object.
Sure. So yeah, a number of apps have done a really great stuff with secondary tiles. That is to say, though, everything I'm about to show you works. Periodic polling, it all works beautifully with your primary tile as well. So I've just happened to create a secondary tile. I could launch the app and do another one, and I could do another one. And all these tiles right now are pulling my server for some XML, and they're generating on the timestamp. So what I've done here, and if I take a step back at the picture, first of all, I've chosen a tile template. So this is a look at the tile template catalog. It's fully converged.
Which we'll link to here. It's in our documentation.
We will link to, this is just the MSDN page. If you search for tile template catalog, you will see something like this. So you basically, what we'd like you to do is go through this, see if any of these templates fit your experience, right? So if you have a calendar appearance, you would use this tile square block, we call it. There's Texto1, which is very common in like a news app. So you've got a headline and then three rows of text that you want to show. The second one, Texto2, looks very similar. It's got a headline, but this is actually one line of wrapping text. What you'd really want to do here, we have our Windows Phone developers will be familiar with this, our flip tile. Same idea, it's now called peak, so it peaks to the front and the back.
the way it, that's the behavior on Windows.
On Windows is Phone.
A tablet and notebook and PC have a peak behavior as opposed to the flip behavior on Windows Phone. But those are analogs to each other.
Correct. So same, and this is actually why we've updated the Tile Time account to show in parallel what these templates will look like. Again, in the name of Universal Apps, we want you to just write this thing once and we'll do the right thing to make sure the UI fits the experience.
Now, I think one thing I heard people were excited about was the fact that we now have a tile template so that you can create tiles just like the people tile.
Yeah, absolutely.
A collection of images.
Absolutely. So we have this template called Tile Wide Image Collection. On Windows Phone, you'll get the people template. I actually show you that if anyone wants to see it live. So if I say pin the team, which is our notifications team, is the photo we took at Build, and I'll make this wide. And now what you're going to see is
you've defined a different template based on if it's wide, medium, or small?
Exactly, yeah. Okay. So there are a set of wide templates and a set of medium templates, and then on Windows there are the large ones, and that's your huge template. But so here I've got just a couple images, and now I've really created the people experience. And these are images I chose in my app.
It doesn't need to be the people hub, though. Obviously, any type of image collection that you want to display, I think that was something people had asked for.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
This it's just type of dynamic behavior is something it'd be impossible to do otherwise.
Yeah, and live tiles, you know, they're just teasers of information. So however you want to tease, this certainly doesn't have to be people. It could be T-shirts or anything you want. So our goal is you go to the Tile Time catalog, you find something that might look good for you, and kind of go with it and play with it.
The other thing, though, you can still create your own tiles.
Yeah,
if the templates don't. Yeah, I mean, that's
an option. We are well aware that the templates won't meet everyone's scenario. So ESPN Score Center has a beautiful live tile. Mm-hmm. MyFitnessPal has a beautiful live tile. If you haven't seen them, I encourage anyone to check them out.
They're, can do that in an agent.
What you're doing in a Silverlight app, you could achieve that by using writable bitmap. It's a very common way. You can use any bitmap generation template you want. So all you're really doing here is taking an image template. You get every single pixel to put an image. Mm-hmm. Commonly, if you're going to dynamically generate an image, XAML's a great way to do it. So in a background task, I can write up some XAML in a grid, pass it to a writable bitmap, which will create a PNG for me, and then update my tile with that PNG.
And that would be, that's actually, does that exist today in pre-8.1?
So in Silverlight, you could always do it with writable bitmap. Windows had a restriction that you can't generate XAML unless your app is running. So you couldn't do it from a background task.
But you can now.
In Windows Phone 8.1, we created a new type of background task called a XAML rendering background task. And there's a sample out there we'll definitely link to as well that basically lets you take some XAML you've defined and save it to a PNG and do the exact same thing that you would do in Silverlight using an API called render target bitmap. And all it's really doing is building up some XAML however you want, lay it out in a nice way, and then save it to a PNG.
And some people do that on the server too, I think.
Absolutely, and whatever you do on the server, by all means. So ESPN's tile is a very rapid tile. If in a baseball game, someone scores, you'll see that tile update, and they're generating a really nice PNG. They're doing it on the server. So background task obviously is only going to run every 30 minutes. If you need something more often than that, you can definitely offload that PNG generation on the server. And whatever you use at that point, you're just building a PNG.
So let's go back to our universal project, though,
because
I was really curious about this. There are still some, and we talked about this a second ago with regard to flip tile versus peak. Mm-hmm. There are still some experience differences on the two different platforms, and that may be something that impacts me when I'm building an app, a universal app, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How would I deal with that?
So I believe the experience difference you're talking to is, so I'm going to be in my Windows Phone app. I will click my pin and pull button. And what you'll observe is that Windows Phone has an experience that we enforce that is, we navigate to the start screen.
And the idea is to show somebody the benefit of what they
just
did.
Exactly. What did you just do? Did I just pin something? Where did it just go? So Windows Phone, our design experience was that we will show you where that went. You won't be surprised by all of a sudden your start screen has a number of new tiles you didn't know about. The caveat here as a developer is that once you pin that tile, your app is suspended. There's no code guaranteed to run after that. Whereas that same experience in Windows, so if I were to run this app, if we can just do that, and I'll show you the experiences, then I'll show you how the code differs.
So to start up.
There we go.
You can actually set that so that if you select.
Yeah, I saw that in the play button up there. That's nice. I heart old habits.
But you can also do it saying whichever item I select in the Solution Explorer, make that project.
Excellent.
Active.
Okay.
Startup project.
That's good. But what if I'm in a shared project? You have to pick.
Yeah.
Stumped on air. So here's that same
the
project.
The Windows version of this yeah. app. This version.
This is the Windows version. Yeah, I know. I apologize. I normally actually am a critic of my UI. So I'm going to click that same button, pin as pull. And I get a little live preview here, and I could...
Windows experience.
This is the Windows experience. So and you can actually pick different sizes, which is a neat experience. In Windows Phone, you always get a square. Mm-hmm. You can't pin a wide. So in Windows, the user actually gets to pick, which is a neat experience. And I say pin to start. My app's still running. I'm still in here. We don't force to start.
Right.
I can go to start, which I just press the Windows key, head over here, and you see that same exact tile saying pulled at 329. If I put my my Windows Phone app back up, you can see it's pulled it now 428. Oh, that's I changed the time zone on my emulator, which is why you're seeing a time difference. But experience differences.
Mm-hmm.
Your app didn't suspend in Windows Phone. So
now, since you're actually going to pull at the same, so you're doing two things with this action, this button event. You're pinning,
right?
But then you're immediately polling.
Exactly. So if you have a scenario where you want to pin a tile, first of all, you pin a tile, there's nothing that says you have to make it a live tile.
Mm-hmm.
You're just pinning a tile and it may be a deep link into the search page of your app.
Or a chapter of a book.
If you want to make it live, you would then follow up that call with another API to start polling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really, you're exactly right. There's two very different distinct things happening. So in code, if I hit stop here,
then that means that after the pin takes place, you need to run this other code.
Exactly.
So what do you do on phone?
Exactly, because your app's suspended. So I've released this pattern and talked about it in my build talk. I'll talk about it quickly here. Really, if it meets your needs, if you just want to pin and pull, I advise you to just get this project and take my tile helper. This is a tile helper I've put in my shared solution. It's very small. But here's really what's going on here. So here's my mainpage.cs. My mainpage.xaml is in my shared project. That's why it's shared by both of them.
Yeah.
The click handler is just doing the same thing. It doesn't care which experience you're on. My tile helper has abstracted that care away.
Pin and pull async.
That's my awesome name because it's really what I'm trying to do.
Right.
So here's where you get into the actual Windows APIs.
Okay.
So I'm saying my secondary tile is a new secondary tile. When you create a tile, you give it a number of arguments, a tile ID, which is a way to query it later or loop through them, any arbitrary string you want, a display name that you want to show, maybe make it friendly for the user to see, some deep link args so that when you tap that tile, they're going to be passed to your app so that you can
launch to the right page.
Exactly. Do whatever your app behaves, and then just a logo. And once you get in there, you have a visual elements property that has a number of things. Do you want to show, it tweaks the visuals. Do you want to show, so tile, for example, dot visual elements, I can set a background color, I can set my foreground text option. I can basically tweak its appearance on various tile sizes. So what I've done here is made it green. And now I'm going to say, secondary tile, request create async.
Mm-hmm.
In Windows, that API makes a ton of sense. That's actually what makes that little pop-up dialogue. You're requesting create. You're not forcing, the user actually has to press that pin to start button. So you request create, and you await that call naturally.
Mm-hmm.
On Windows Phone, when you call this method, we will immediately navigate to start and your tile is created.
And the app gets suspended.
The app gets suspended. So what this code here has done is said, hey app, on new tile pinned, I've defined a callback function, a delegate, just an action, that says, hey, start pulling this tile. And in Windows, I'm just awaiting the call, and then I'm saying, hey, start pulling my tile.
And you don't need to ifdef that in this case.
I don't need to ifdef it. There is an ifdef somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. There has to be. There has to be platform privilege. So what is this app.onNewTilePinned? And that's what I'll kind of get into. So if I hit F12 on that guy, it's literally just a static action I've put on my app.xaml. It's just some code that's going to run. It's a delegate. And I've hooked in my app on suspending. If I'm running in a Windows Phone app, I'm going to say, hey, if someone sets some code in on new tile pinned, I'm going to run it, and then I'm going to null it out because I only want to run it the one time.
Right.
So that's really the pattern here is I'm hooking into a suspending event, and if you've said, hey, run something on suspending, it's really is new tile pinned, please do that. So the app's going to suspend. I could actually step through it, and you would see this code run. So if I go into startup project, and I debug this guy, that's the one I knew about, that little drop down to change startup projects. So I hit pin and pull here. You see, this method's been called, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because suspending happens, and then it's calling this. And this actually walks through. So now here's actually the code that starts pulling. So we have a tile update manager.
Mm-hmm.
I need a tile updater for a secondary tile, based on that tile ID. I'm building up a poll URI, and I'm saying, hey, up there, start periodic update on this URI, which is right here. And I could actually paste that in IE for us and show you what that gets. And that's literally, this URI is returning this XML.
This is that XML from the server.
Exactly. And then I'm saying do it every half hour, and I hit F5, and now, assuming that emulator acted correctly, I would see a live tile there soon. Sometimes the first periodic doesn't run, you have to wait for the next 30-minute update. So yeah, this XML is being generated on my server. You can see I've picked tile square text 01, which has four lines of text. This is what, if you actually look at the tile template catalog, once you've found a template you want, you can scroll down and we actually show you the XML to create them.
Right.
So here's if you
and
want
to. And we also have
the
simulator too now.
Oh, the simulator is beautiful for testing that
stuff. We've talked about it a little bit before, but if you just want to show that really quick.
Yeah, so let's see if hopefully I can restart the app with it. Typically, so with the simulator, which is just great. You have to go into this guy, you open up the arrow, and you enable notifications. You have to install the app with it, so I'd have to uninstall my app. Probably not worth demoing here, but if you have the tools, it's super easy. You just enable simulation before you deploy your
app.
And
then that gets you the channel, the correct channel to get it from the emulator.
And you pick a notification type of tile, and we actually list out all the templates right there, generate some XML, and you can send it immediately to your tile, which is really cool if you just want to play with some different templates. Because really all you're doing, a live tile is this. Mm-hmm. It's some XML that has a template and some text and images, and based on those text IDs, we render them out. So you can see on our tiles down here, you can see the first line is this this string polled at, and 4:33 p.m., 5:13:24, and then the tile ID. So you can just see that every one of these has a different tile ID. I'm just pulling my server. My server's generating this XML. I basically got a live tile, pulling every 30 minutes for free. I didn't have to write a background task. Mm-hmm. It's a very lightweight. We keep this very efficient. This will continue to run every 30 minutes. And that XML can be used via push, via periodic, if you do scheduled, for example. So say you're an app that reminds you to take medication. Mm-hmm. You can say, schedule this to run at 3:35, 4:35, 5:45, and 5:15. So we have those types of tile updates as well. Same XML in every single case.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, tiles are without doubt one of the most important aspects of any high quality Windows application on phone or tablet. And this is a fantastic talk that you gave at Build. We'll link to it here so folks can see the entire talk.
Cool.
Thanks for your time today.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And get going writing apps with tiles.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you next time on Windows Phone, inside Windows Phone.
Bye.